In 2014, the state of Connecticut quarantined 9 residents due to fears of Ebola. They had just come back from Liberia, one of the countries at the center of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. But they didn't have Ebola. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports 8 of the 9 are now suing the state in a lawsuit filed by students at Yale Law School.
The defendants include a current and former student at the Yale School of Public Health and a family of 6 from Liberia. All 8 were ordered to stay in their homes even though they showed no symptoms of the disease. A person with Ebola isn't contagious until they show symptoms. Ryan Boyko was one of the public health students quarantined by the state.
It was awful. I was isolated from my classmates and professors. My girlfriend had to move out and find emergency housing with no help from the state. Worst of all, I had to go weeks without seeing my son, the most important person in the world to me.
Elizabeth Deutsch is one of the law school students who filed the suit. She says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended letting people move freely and self-monitor for symptoms. She says by restricting people, Connecticut violated the Constitution.
We believe that Connecticut did not use the least restrictive means, which is required under the United States Constitution when you are going to impinge on the fundamental liberties of individuals in their effort to contain and prevent Ebola.
A spokesman for Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy said the state's first priority is protecting the public from harm and that the state would continue to be prepared for public emergencies. This is the second high-profile lawsuit against the state for its response to Ebola. Health worker Casey Hickox was held in a tent in New Jersey for 4 days in 2014 after she returned from Sierra Leone. She filed a lawsuit against New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and the state's health department in October. There were 4 cases of Ebola in the U.S. in 2014, but none of them were in Connecticut. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.